Dan Carpenter welcoming you to the Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant and Lou Brings Orchestra and Al's guests.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April a shower come along.
Thank you, thank you. And one of the most famous stories about Washington is the one where he chopped down a cherry tree, and when he told his father the truth, he wasn't punished. Well, I happen to know differently. No, I'm not that old. Now, wait a minute now. Yes, sir, he told his father the truth, he wasn't punished, and I said a minute ago I happen to know differently. George's father spanked him so hard that 30 years later, when he crossed the Delaware, he had to stand up in the boat. Now, here's a song that George Washington never heard, and that ain't my fault. For no matter what people say, I wasn't there to sing it. Okay, Lou, let's have it. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime girl. Send me a kiss by wire. Honey, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, I knew you'd lose me. Then I'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own. Hello. 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 Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss by wire. Honey, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you lose me. Then I'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me I'm your all.
The way you sang that song, I detected a certain little personal note in it. Were you singing it to any special girl?
Sure I was, Ken. Oh. My wife.
Oh, that's wonderful, Al. But, you know, it's a strange thing. This is funny. There's hardly a day that we can't pick up a paper or a magazine and read something about your career. Yep. With all that's written, very little is said about your home life.
Well, that's the way I want it, Ken. Things about my home life are too intimate, too personal to spread about. Besides, it's all in my next picture.
But, Al, I think people are very interested in what you're doing when you're not working. For instance, in the evening after dinner, what do?
Well, same as any other man can. I sit in the living room and I play with my two babies.
Two babies? I thought you had only one.
Well, the other one is my wife.
Awful sweet, Al, but I'm serious. I mean, well, for example, do you have any hobbies?
Hobbies? I don't know if you'd call it a hobby, Ken. But about one night a week, I listen to my own records.
You do?
Yeah, funny thing. Funny thing, really. It's very peculiar. It always seems to be the night my wife goes to visit her mother. I can't understand it, really. I know.
Well, I know. You mean you listen all alone?
No, the baby listens, too.
Yeah.
But he gets a little annoying. While my mind is on the singing, he sits there licking the shellac off the record.
Does it bother the child?
Hmm?
Doesn't it bother the child?
Well, it doesn't seem to hurt him. But you should hear how I sound without shellac.
Well, all I can say is that sounds like the unvarnished truth.
Ken, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Save that for the Crosby Show, will you?
Okay, but how about singing a song right now while I stand here and marvel at my ability to worship two singers in one week? Go ahead.
All right, the song is I Only Have Eyes for You. And, Ken, you don't have to listen, because it's only for girls from 21 to 66.
Are the stars out tonight?
I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people pass by, but they all disappear from you. And I only have eyes for you.
Ken talk made me think how happy you must be to look back on such a successful life.
Well, yes, Oscar, it does make me happy. Well, with all the success, I did have one disappointment in my life that I never got over.
Gee, Al, what was it?
Well, when I was a little boy, I never had a fairy godmother.
Don't feel bad. Your boyhood isn't over yet.
It's not a joke, Oscar. You see, all the other kids used to imagine they saw fairy godmothers, magic princesses. But I never saw any.
That's right. Most kids have all sorts of imaginary playmates. Sort of like a Barnaby's Mr. O'Malley. Why, even when I was a small boy, I had a little friend that no one else could see.
Really? Tell me about him, Oscar, will you please?
His name was Bobo.
Bobo.
He was a little man, only 2 inches high, except when he wore elevator shoes. Then he was 3 inches. He lived inside my piano, and whenever I sat down to play, he pushed the keys up and down.
Oh, that's wonderful, Oscar. Please tell me, what happened to him?
Well, he made too many mistakes, so the people at Carnegie Hall made me get rid of him.
You must have been lonesome after he left, Oscar.
Oh, no, I had another imaginary friend. He was a little teeny fella who lived in our clothes closet and ate holes in the moss.
Now you're kidding me, Oscar. All right. Going to feel that way about it. Go play your piano.
Okay. Are you ready, Bobo? Fine. Bobo has requested the second Gershwin prelude.
Gee. Maybe after Oscar leaves, I'll take a look in that piano. it was silly of me to confide in Oscar about not ever having a fairy godmother. He'll tell other people and they'll just laugh at me. Probably think I'm crazy. Grown-ups sometimes forget how much a fairy godmother can mean to a lonesome little boy.
Asa, oh, Asa, your son.
What? Who are you?
I'm your fairy godmother.
My fairy godmother? You really are?
Yes, I really are. See, here are my rings. Look at the label on them. Got some earrings by Lockheed. And here's my magic wand. No, wait, that's not my wand. That's my nose. here's my wand.
But fairy godmother, you look exactly like Joan Davis.
Oh, stop flattering me. Why, Joan Davis is far prettier than I am. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous. She's breathtaking. This chance comes once in a lifetime. I may as well make the most of it.
But fairy godmother, why have you come so late? I wanted a fairy godmother when I was a little boy.
Well, now, don't be hurt, Asa. But I heard when you were a little boy, the fairy godmother said they wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot wand.
I don't believe it. Besides, how would you know what I was like when I was a little boy?
My fairy godmother told me.
Gee, if only I had a fairy godmother when I was a little.
Well, Asa, when you were really little, you did have a fairy godmother.
Yes.
You don't remember, but she was with you until you were 4 years old.
Until I was 4 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why did she leave me?
That was the year you started to sing.
It wasn't fair to me. I was a lonely boy. And when I went on my first vaudeville trip, I needed company so much.
Oh, but Asa, you couldn't have had a fairy godmother with you then.
Why?
Why, you would have had the hotel manager knocking on your door and shouting, "Get that fairy godmother out of your room."
Don't explain it to him. Don't explain it. Yes, you're right. You're right. I guess I should be grateful that you're here now. Tell me, fairy godmother, where do you come from?
I come from the land of make-believe.
Doc Willikers, what do they do in the land of make-believe?
Oh, they work in the factory all day making believe. Yeah, 1948 was a record year. We turned out 3 million believes. With white wall liars.
But what are you doing your spare time? What are you... What are you doing? What are you doing your spare time, fairy godmother?
Oh, I've been going steady with a fairy godfather.
Well, I guess there's nothing better in the whole world than being a fairy godmother.
Oh, don't kid yourself. It isn't easy. For one thing, I just hate these wings.
Oh, but your wings are beautiful. You hate them.
I have to sleep on my stomach. If I turn over, I end up 3 feet in the air.
But I thought in the land of make-believe, everyone was happy.
Oh, you're so naive, son. Why, son? Why, Why, you know, we don't even have beds, we fairy godmothers.
No.
No. At night, we fairy godmothers wrap ourselves up in the petals of a rose.
Petals of a rose.
I don't like sleeping in flowers. Last week, I got watered twice and vigor rode 3 times.
And tell me, fairy godmother.
Huh?
Is it true that at sunrise, a little elf wakes you up and you wash yourself with sparkling dewdrops? Tell me, is it true?
Yes. Yeah, that's true. And if you think it's easy, just try balancing yourself on a blade of grass and taking a bath in a dewdrop. What's even worse is breakfast. Every morning we sit down to a great big bowl of dandelion fuzz. It's the breakfast food of champion fairy godmothers. And at 6 o'clock we line up for inspection. This morning I got 2 demerits for having leftover wishes on my magic wand.
Oh,
speaking of wishes, that's why I always wanted a fairy godmother. Just so she could make my wishes come true.
Okay, go ahead. Take a wish for yourself and I'll make it come true. You made your wish?
Yeah, but it didn't come true.
What's your wish?
I wish you'd turn into Ava Gardner.
I've worn out 10 magic wands wishing the same thing myself.
I'll make another wish now.
Oh, no. One wish is all you can have.
But fairy godmothers always gave three wishes. Where are my other two?
Larry Park used some.
What did he wish for?
Well, first he wished he could play Al Jolson.
Yeah.
Second, he wished he could stop playing Al Jolson.
Please, fairy godmother, give me one more wish.
Hey, Al, what's going on here?
Oscar, look. Can you see her? This is my fairy godmother. She finally appeared after all these years.
Yeah, I think she appeared through the crack in your head.
Oscar, don't talk that way to her.
Yeah, be careful or I'll have to clap you with my wand.
I don't believe you're a fairy godmother. For instance, did you ever take a girl who wanted to be a princess and make a wish come true?
Did I? How do you think Rita Hayworth got where she is now?
Oscar, how can you doubt that this beautiful creature's a fairy godmother? Look at that sweet face. The delicate features. The golden hair cascading down to her ears. Her voice so soft, so gentle, so ethereal. Listen to her. Speak, fairy godmother.
You want a rascal?
On television, she's known as Gorgeous George.
Master, go away. This is no place for unbelievers.
This whole thing's ridiculous, fairy godmother. If you want me, Al, I'll be in the piano, talking to Bobo.
Well, I have to leave too, Asa. I have a long way to go. Besides, I have to walk.
Walk? Walk? But you're a fairy godmother. Why don't you fly?
I can't. I don't dare.
Why not?
I've been grounded for flying low over Gregory Peck's swimming pool.
But fairy godmother. Fairy godmother. She's gone. Now nobody will believe that she really was here. You know, folks, a few moments ago I was in a daydream. But I'm not daydreaming now when I sing the beautiful lyrics of this song.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wizarding world. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the day is through, I'll be looking at the moon. But I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you this way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the day is through, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
What you're playing now is a song I used to do when I first started in vaudeville. I was wearing knee breeches and a Buster Brown collar. And I'd stand up in the balcony and sing.
I heard all about it. My father was the fellow sitting behind you who kept yelling, "Sit down."
Nice crack. Never mind that, Oscar. Just keep playing. It's a funny thing. I've been kidded about singing songs that are 20 and 30 years old. Some even older. But you notice a lot of them come back and make the hit parade. Songs like "Take My Heart," "Say It Isn't So," "Down Among the Shuffling Palms." So when I do one of those, I'm not just singing an old song. I'm introducing a new one. Who knows? Maybe this oldie that we're playing will put Paul Dresser's "Banks on the War Bag" right on the hit parade.
For the moonlight set tonight along the war bed, from the fields there comes a breath of new moon hay. Through the sycamore the candlelights are gleaming on the bank of the war bay far away.
Oscar, this time of evening, there's a lot of little babies being tucked into their cribs. Right about now, they're tired and sleepy.
I understand exactly how they feel. But Al, I understand exactly how they feel. But Al, it's 3 hours later in the east. The babies are all asleep.
Well, let their parents wake them up and tuck them in again. Nobody's going to make a liar out of me, okay? Now, this song I have now is a lullaby that mothers have been crooning their babies to sleep with ever since I can remember. Oscar, please do me a favor. I think you know the song. Please play "Mighty Like a Rose."
Sweetest little fellow, everybody knows. Don't know what I call him, but he's mighty like a rose. Looking at his mammy with eyes so shiny blue, makes you think that heaven is a coming close to you. When stars are sleeping in a little place, think I see the angels looking through the lake. When the dark is falling, when the shadows creep, then I sneak on tiptoe to kiss him in his sleep. Sweetest little fella, everybody knows. Don't know what I call him, but he's mighty like a rose. Looking at his mammy with eyes so shiny blue, makes you think that heaven is a coming close to you.
Al, how do you sing that
beautifully. If there's a single baby awake anywhere, he ought to be ashamed of himself.
Thank you, Oscar. Do you think your piano can handle another tune?
Sure, Al. How about a song about a girl? You know, in the old days at the Winter Garden, when you sang about a girl, I used to turn around, look up in the balcony, and watch the faces of all the girls light up. That was one of the few theaters where we allowed smoking in the balcony.
Oscar, there are a lot of songs about girls. And one they'll never stop singing is another one of Paul Dresser's. It's called I Wonder What's Become of Sally.
I wonder what become of Sally, that old girl of mine. The sun shines missing from our alley ever since the day Sally went away. No matter what she is, wherever she may be, if no one wants her now, please send her back to me. I'd always welcome back my Sally. That old girl of mine.
Good night, everybody.
Our guest next week, the Andrews Sisters.
The Al Jolson Show was released for listeners in the United States by NBC, the National Broadcasting Company, and rebroadcast to our men and women overseas by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.